The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Okay, Dylan, you said that your girlfriend thought you a jerk, but you thought the audience would come to your defense here. What happened?
Well, it was time to get ready for bed.
Uh-huh.
And I had the window open.
Yes.
I like the window open. This time of year, you get the window open.
Yes.
Do I love the window open? So I open the window,
mm-hmm.
but because we shower at night before mm-hmm. bed,
yep.
I don't need anyone seeing my twig and giggleberries, you know? So I close the blind but leave the window open.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's what I did. I went for my shower. I crawl into bed. My girlfriend crawls into bed after.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting there in bed, and all of a sudden, I say goodnight. She says goodnight.
Aww.
I turn over after giving her a kiss on her beautiful lips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I turn over.
Just put your back right to her, and that's how the night starts and ends, huh?
I don't want my hot
breath.
There's
no cuddling there?
I don't want my hot breath.
You kiss her and you roll over and face the other direction for the rest of the night?
Sometimes we cuddle.
You don't drift off to sleep with your arm around her, or even better, her arm around you. Love being the little spoon, Robbie.
I know you do.
Love being the little spoon.
No, you do. You can't fall asleep while you're intertwined. That's
the best way to fall asleep.
No. You're wrong on that. That is incredibly hurtful to your arm, your shoulder. And
you got to get the right kind of pillow situation set up.
Yeah, no, we cuddle before we sleep.
Okay.
But when it's sleep time, we sleep.
Just back to back. That's it, huh?
Well, sometimes front to back, sometimes back to back. It depends.
But never front to front?
No, because that's when our breath would meet.
You don't like your hot breath hitting each other.
Okay, anyway, all right.
So you said goodnight, right? Windows open, blinds are down. Yep.
So about a minute later, I start hearing. And it's the wind hitting the blind.
Okay, the wind is hitting the blind. The blinds, right. Banging against the window frame.
You got
frame.
That yep. annoying sound, right?
Yeah. Is it aggressive or is it kind of a light? No, really?
It was this aggressive with the wind.
Yeah.
And it keeps coming, right?
Well, nobody's going to be able to drift off to dreamland like that, Dylan.
Here's the thing.
Hmm.
I faked it. I immediately faked that I was asleep 1 minute later. Now, we're both hearing this,
you
right?
You didn't want to get out of bed.
There is no way... That we're both not hearing this. She knows we're both hearing it. Yeah. I know we're both hearing it.
Yeah.
But I am staying strong.
Okay.
I am not moving. I am acting as if nothing's happening.
Yeah.
I am dead to the world.
Yes.
I can hear her kind of bustling around.
Yeah, because she can't get to sleep. It's too distracting.
Right. I hear it and I'm just like,
hold on, pause. I need to kind of orient myself here. Okay.
No problem,
are the windows on your side?
Windows are on her side.
On her side. Okay.
Right.
That's important information. Keep going.
Windows are on her side.
Oh, that's her responsibility. 100%.
It keeps on flapping, right? And it's flapping and it's flapping. And I am so annoyed by it
mm-hmm.
that I almost can't concentrate on anything else, right?
Okay. Right, but the stubbornness has taken over, right?
Right, and it's getting windier.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I know for a fact I can't sleep through this.
Yes.
There's no way I'll be able to sleep through the night.
Yes.
But I'm holding tight.
You're just pretending.
Still faking to sleep.
I am pretending to sleep.
So that
she can get out of bed and close the window.
She's starting to huff a little, and I'm like, all right, here we come. This is what I've been waiting for.
Yes, yeah.
Right? She's starting to huff just a little bit. You can tell that it's really getting to her. Now, mm-hmm. it's gotten to me bad.
Right.
But again, I'm acting like I'm sleeping.
That's right, right.
And I've been known to fall asleep pretty darn quick once it's time. Like once I turn over, within minutes I could be snoring.
Okay.
Right?
So she could believe it.
100%.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, she is so annoyed, she whips off the top sheet.
Right, in a huff, right? She's in a huff,
right?
Okay.
To get up because it's just like this.
Yep.
And then she closes it. As she closes, like, thank God.
Damn.
To which she got so mad at me. Because she's like, you were faking sleeping. And I was like, yes.
You can't. Oh, 100%. Oh, boy.
But who wouldn't do it?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, you had a lot of reason to stay in bed because the window's on her side.
100%.
Her expectation was for you to get up out of your side of the bed, walk all the way around the bed.
Yeah.
And then close the window and walk all the way back to your side of the bed.
Now, the only way that I can defend her in that thinking is mm-hmm. because she doesn't like the cold. And I do.
Okay. Oh.
Right? So I open the window.
See, look what happens. You want the window open and now I'm closing it.
Clap, right?
At your request, your responsibility.
So,
okay, that does change things a little
now,
bit.
Now, I just want to sit there and say, though, I mean, who wouldn't do what I did?
We have a bedside table light situation sometimes where she'll fall asleep and her bedside table light will still be on.
Mm.
And I'd be like, I don't know if I should just wake her up and go, hey, turn your light off.
Right.
Or do I have to get up and go all the way around?
Yeah, you can't reach over and wake her up.
No, too far to reach and turn the light off. We'll go, what are you giggling at, Robbie?
Who wouldn't do it? Gentlemen wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's right, Robbie.
Oh, this is a gentleman thing?
I don't know. It was your request to have the window open.
I didn't request.
She did not want the window open.
She
was against this.
Now, she didn't say, I'm against this. I just know she likes being warm rather than cold.
Right.
And
being cold. And this is on the heels of you keep your home at 3 degrees on the thermostat.
It's cold,
and she's freezing all the time.
Right.
All right, we're going to call her. Is she around there, Dylan?
I don't know. She possibly, yeah.
Okay, does she... Okay, so... Whoops.
But why'd you have to expose yourself?
Yeah.
I just couldn't...
You should have played it out more like, babe, what are you doing?
No, because we both started laughing so hard.
What's going on?
Because she's like, what? You were up? And I was like, yeah.
What's going on? Here it is. Jerk.
Right. I didn't think it was jerky, though.
Well, maybe it was.
I just think anyone would do it. I'm comfortable. I'm in bed. What do I need?
Yeah, as soon as you get cozy, it's the last thing you want to do.
Right? And she's closer. The window is on her side.
I'm just shocked. With all these home like automation renovations you're doing, you don't have automatic windows.
Trust me, if I could, Robbie, that would be on the list.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't know how to shut it automatically.
Melissa, are you there?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. What? So this happened the other night.
Morning, babe.
Good morning.
Dylan left the window open. You don't want the window open, and the wind was blowing the blind, and he fell asleep so that you had to close it?
Yeah, so he opens the window, so I feel like it's his responsibility to close the window, because I don't want it open. But it's too cold to close the window after he runs from the shower to the bed, so he leaves it up to me.
I just see Dylan running. I don't want anybody to see. I got to run and get into bed. Okay, but it's on your... So this is... We're trying to determine whose responsibility it is.
It's now, on her side.
Dylan is somewhat guilty in this situation regardless because he was fake sleeping, right? And that's a problem, right? This is not cool. However, we would all... He's defending that we would all do the same, and I think I would. I really do think I would. So the window is on your side, but it is not your responsibility. Once the window is opened, it now becomes the responsibility of the one who requested or indeed put the window open.
Wouldn't it be?
Regardless of the placement of the window. Would you agree with that, Melissa?
Yeah, and I feel like if he were to have caught me on my way walking by to get into bed and said, hey, can you close the window? I totally would.
Yes, but you were cozy. She was cozy.
I was cozy first.
Yes, but it's your window, your responsibility. However, the argument being, Melissa is closer to the window.
And the last one in bed.
And as far as she knew at the time, the only one awake, because Dylan was faking sleep.
I was out very quickly, very out.
Robbie, it looks like your brain's moving here. What's going on here?
But Melissa needs to learn like the stalemate, right? You need to hold out longer.
She knows the stalemate.
Yeah, but nobody beats Dylan on a stalemate. Like
stubborn stalemate.
Yeah, you've learned that a long time ago, right, Melissa? No one, but Dylan isn't backing down, right? Okay.
No, never.
So the question is here, who's responsible to close the window? If both parties don't want the window open.
Last person
only
in bed.
One party wants the window open. There is option one, last person in bed.
That's the only option.
Option two, the person's still awake.
Mm.
Option three, the one who wanted the window open. Or option four, the person closest to the window.
Mm.
Now, I think it's a point system here. Follow me, for any time this happens in the future. Because those are the four options. Robbie, can you think of any other options that would apply in this situation? Closest to the window, the one that wanted the window open, last person in bed, last person asleep. Okay? If you assign 1 point to a person for each of those situations, the one with the most points has to close the window. So, Melissa, you're closer to the window. That's one.
All right.
Dylan, you wanted the window open. We're tied 1-1.
Okay.
Melissa, you were last in bed. 2-1, Melissa.
There you go.
This is where the problem comes in. Dylan was faking asleep, but Melissa thought he was asleep.
He lied, yeah.
So it should be 3-1 Melissa if you were asleep, but because you were faking asleep, we are at a dead heat. We need a tiebreaker.
Right. Text message says option 5, whoever gets annoyed first.
Well, it sounded like you did, but you were also stubborn enough to stay. Yeah. How long did this go before, Melissa, you finally gave in and shut the window?
Maybe 5 minutes, I think.
Yeah, it was so long.
That's an eternity of a blind banging.
Oh, my God. The whole time,
print.
I'm like, we can't sleep like this.
And I knew he wasn't asleep because he wasn't snoring.
Babe!
So he should have faked snoring. So that made me a little angry.
But the problem is you're more familiar with the snoring than he is, so he fakes snoring. You don't know if he's replicating his real snore. That'd be a dead giveaway, right?
Right. Here's the thing that a lot of people are saying. Be a gentleman. How is this a gentleman's job? I'm over here sleeping by the door in case there's an intruder. Now I got to be on window patrol as well?
But
choose one or the other.
But an intruder could come in the window.
That's right.
Especially if it's open.
That's right, Dylan. All exits and entrances you've got to patrol.
Had there been an intruder, I would have had my knife ready.
And pretended to sleep while Melissa did all the work.
So what's the tiebreaker? Is gentleman the tiebreaker here?
Gentleman? What? Come on.
How much behind Dylan were you at getting into bed? Few minutes?
Not long. No. One tiebreaker thing could be that the window is about at like waist height. So, and it's facing the front street, like the big giant one. So
yeah, you want everyone to see my junk?
No, I'm saying that nothing is seen when you close the window. But when I close the window, I have to like get below the window
exposure.
On the ground.
Yes, that's it. That's the tiebreaker.
What do you mean?
Body exposure, right?
I got nipples too!
Yeah, but not all that, well... Yeah, you're still pretty. You're more. Yeah, that's it. She's more. She's in a more vulnerable position.
And it's harder for me to close the window because I have to go on the floor and put my hand up. And he, it's easier for him to close the window because he can just walk up and crank a jet.
All right. So I'm in the wrong.
Those are the five things. So both of you, next time you're drifting off to sleep and the window's banging, you have to run through that table in your head, assign the points, and then you can just go, "Hunt, you lost this one. You got to go." Vice versa.
Perfect.
Okay, have we determined it moving forward? Good. Melissa, are you sleeping fully naked? Is that what you're trying to say here?
No.
Well, it's just, if she's got a t-shirt on, it's...
Right, see?
She's got more clothing on than you do,
right? There you go. Okay. I sleep naked.
Do you really?
So you'd be more exposed.
Oh, yeah, no, that's more exposed. Yeah, the less exposed person has to go.
Yeah. Okay, all right. That's a tiebreaker?
That's a tiebreaker. Yep.
Whoever has more
clothes
on.
Those are the 5 points of reference when it comes to who closes the window.
Okay, gotcha.
The one thing I just want to say is I wish he would have continued to pretend he was asleep. Not wake up and laugh and say, "Ha ha! The second I got into bed."
Well, now you're not going to fall for it next time. He screwed himself there more than anything.
We'll see about that.
All right, love you, Melissa. See you later.
Okay, love you guys. Bye. Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Dylan,
yes,
there is no consensus on who should have closed the window in your room that night,
right?
With the blind banging, the wind blowing the blind. It was driving both of you equally crazy. But it is coming down to a lot of, if you opened the window, you are responsible for the window for the rest of, until that window is again closed.
Really?
Yeah.
But I already got in bed. I left it open so it would cool down a little bit. It'd be nice.
So what is her stance on the open window?
She
just doesn't like sleeping with the open window ever?
No, sometimes it depends on if she's hot or not. I like it open all the time.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I like being frozen.
Oh, yeah. With only your blanket to keep you warm?
Yeah. Your head peeking out, your nose is cold.
I was napping the other day. My daughter walked into my bedroom to wake me up because she's a jerk. And she's like, "Oh my God, it's freezing in here."
Right.
And that's how I like it.
Yeah.
I like when I don't know it's freezing, but everybody else that walks in thinks it's freezing.
Right.
917-917, window open, window closed when you're sleeping. That can save a marriage. My first marriage, Dylan, fell apart because Kristen didn't want the window open when we slept.
There's multiple things,
for
actually.
For 18 years, I'm just like, I can't. I don't feel a breeze. I'm boiling hot. It's so stuffy in here. Finally, that's it. Mm-hmm. We decided that to go our separate ways.
Right.
And we couldn't have been happier.
Now, your fiance
is... now I'm with a window opener.
Right.
Oh, being with a window opener when you're a window opener, we could disagree on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go. Have an affair. Don't tell her that. I got a window open person in my life. I'm good. Robbie, window open, window closed?
I love a window open.
What about Janice?
She runs real cold.
Right.
See? But yesterday she wanted it open.
Really?
Yeah, for the first time.
At this time of year, window open, perfect.
Oh, it's the dream.
Yes.
Yeah. Thunderstorms.
Oh, the best.
On a hot day?
Oh, yeah.
I rush.
Can't get enough of thunderstorms with a window
open. Them all
They're
up.
Never long enough. That's the problem.
No. Going on a hot day with no wind, all of a sudden you start to get that wind and the thunder comes in.
Robbie, is Jay exaggerating? Can you call Jay real quick? Do you see that text message? Dylan, get ready to call Jay out on being a big fat liar, okay?
There's no way.
If he's being serious.
Okay, what's Jay saying?
Jay is saying that his wife wears 10 layers. That's probably an exaggeration. And a toque to bed.
So which one are you, what are you saying?
Jay likes his window. She's not wearing a toque to bed.
Oh, I could see it.
She's not wearing a toque to bed.
I could see somebody doing that. That's cozy and that's dreamy.
Now listen.
Okay.
Jay.
Yeah.
Is a she.
Oh.
It's her wife.
Okay.
So you run hot, she runs cold, Jay?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But come on, 10 layers?
No, it's no joke. It really, and she wears a toque, and she wears slippers.
Jay, hold on. Jay, a toque.
Slippers.
Yeah.
Come on,
no,
Jay.
No
Come
joke.
On,
you
Jay.
You can call my wife. You can call my wife. I'm no joking.
Every really? Night. A toque?
Yep. Yep. She wears a toque to bed.
Now, not like one of those Ebenezer Scrooge night hats. That's
nope,
not a toque.
Nope, this is full-blown toque.
I would ask you guys to send pictures from bed, but I think that's inappropriate.
That's a line you can't do. And she wears slippers, like hard-soled slippers?
Or just
like
warm
socks? No, they're like moccasin slippers.
She does like not.
With,
really?
With socks.
Do you guys live outside?
No.
That sounds like what you'd wear camping, Robbie.
I do. In the winter.
Yeah, this is how it is.
With a blanket?
Oh, like not just one blanket.
Okay.
Like multiple blankets.
And what's your situation? And you're in the same bed? Are you sharing a blanket? You've got your own blanket? That
no,
is a pretty
I don't
smart move.
Use, I don't use any blankets.
You're just on top of the bed?
Yeah, pretty much. She's got all the blankets.
How are you not using a blanket? This situation is destined for failure.
It's going to be tricky to navigate. How long have you guys been together?
3 years in July.
Okay.
We've been married 3 years in July.
It's going strong. Okay. Oh, yeah. Despite the window situation.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of her.
Now,
no.
Jay, if you close the window, do some of the layers come off or she's just like that no matter what?
She's just like that no matter what.
Does she?
Because like even if we close the windows in the bedroom, the rest of the windows in the house are open.
Does she ever do this in the middle of the night? Oh my God, I'm boiling.
Never.
Oh,
no,
man.
Yeah, okay. You don't get that.
Oh, yeah, because that would make me mad.
Right.
No.
All right.
No.
That's on you for wearing 10 layers and a toque.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Are we going to choose to believe Jay here?
I believe Jay.
So I owe Jay.
You can call her. I'll give you her number.
You know what? I'm just that petty. Okay.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
No,
okay.
I'm serious.
Okay.
I will give you her number.
You text Robbie. Should we put her on hold? You
sure.
Get the number. Okay. Hang on there, Jay. Okay. We're going to confirm if she wears a toque and 10 layers.
Well, okay.
All right.
Get her on. I want to hear this from her mouth.
She wears a toque.
But just ask her what she wears to sleep.
Yes. Don't say anything about... don't lead her down a path, Robbie, okay?
No,
okay?
Hold on. You lead that horse to water, she'll drink.
Yes.
You want to make sure.
It's line two. Okay, what's her name?
Bray.
Okay, Bray.
Hello, Bray.
Jay and Bray.
Jay and Bray is awesome.
Hello?
Bray?
Bray.
Yes.
Bray, hi. Bray, hi.
Hi, Bray.
It's Pepper and Dylan.
Bray sounds like Jay just doing Bray.
Bray, now don't.
Yes.
Did Jay tell you why we're calling?
No, she didn't.
Bray,
perfect.
This may sound a little invasive and none of our business, but there's a reason behind it, okay?
Okay.
What do you wear to bed every night?
Usually a t-shirt and pajama pants.
Okay. What do you wear on your feet?
Socks.
Socks.
Okay. And anything on your head?
Sometimes I wear a toque.
Ah!
Sometimes she wears a toque.
Ah, damn.
We hear you run cold.
Yes.
You get very cold, and Jay likes the window open, but you don't want the window open.
Yes.
Who ultimately wins that?
So. Usually her side of the window is open and mine is closed.
Mm. Well, they're surrounded by window. They live in a terrarium. Yeah, that's this very is nice. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Bray.
Okay.
I love you.
I was the one telling the truth.
Yeah, you were. You were. You were. Although you did say 10 layers and she hit us with t-shirt and pajama
pants. She hasn't hung up. Bray, tell the truth.
No, she's... I'll let you guys settle this.
See you later,
thank
Jay.
You.
All right.
Thank you.
Took to bed.
Wow.
Technicality.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Okay, what's this million-dollar invention idea that you have,
Okay, you
Dylan?
Ready for this? Now, listen, this might... When I start talking about it, you might be like, oh, there's things like that. And I want you to just see the nuance and the difference.
Okay.
And perhaps maybe you say, oh, there already is that, which is wicked, because I want to know what that is.
Okay.
Here is what I'm thinking. You know how I love Marketplace.
You love Facebook Marketplace, yes.
But the Marketplace isn't for everybody.
No.
However, everybody could use a little Marketplace in their life. So okay. I was thinking about it yesterday. I was pooping, right? Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting there and I was thinking, you know what okay. I'm going to do? Yeah. I'm going to come up with an idea that will really make a difference.
Okay.
So the idea is, it's called Make Me an Offer.
Okay.
It also could be found at makemeanoffer.com if it's available.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's what you do. You walk around your house and you see something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, wow. Well, we don't use that much.
Maybe, like a lamp.
Sure.
Okay.
We don't really use that lamp that much. I don't know why. It's probably what? I'm going to put it up on Marketplace. What a pain.
Got to haggle back and forth.
Yeah, people are going to be like, people are going to say, oh, will you take 10 bucks? Will you take $5? I don't want to deal with that. You know what? We'll just keep that lamp. Blah.
Okay.
However, with Make Me an Offer, this is how it works. All you do is you simply go up to that lamp, you take two quick pictures, you hit post.
I like that you're miming right now.
Right?
You're taking a picture of a lamp.
Pictures, one there, one there, you hit post. Boom.
Yep. Yep.
Next thing you know, you just sit back and wait for someone to make you an offer.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
isn't that what Facebook Marketplace is?
See, you think, but it's not.
Okay.
Not at all. Because at Facebook Marketplace, you have to put up a price.
Mm-hmm.
You put up the price, $50. Someone comes back, I'll give you $5.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this asshat offering me $5. Now I got to respond to that. No, not with Make Me an Offer. With Make Me an Offer, you sit back and you just wait until somebody, you put in your bid.
I'll trade you a dartboard.
Right? No. Yeah. This is how it works with Make Me an Offer and why it's brilliant.
Okay.
Make me an offer, I set my reserve bid. So I want $30 or more for that lamp.
Is it not eBay?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm really having a hard time with that. Okay. I want $30 or more for that lamp. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting a price on it, though. Mm-hmm. Robbie comes and he says, hey, I'll give you $25. I don't even see that offer because it's not at my $30 minimum.
It's not at your threshold.
So I don't even see his lowball offer. We can't get in a fight over anything because I don't see his offer. Now, he doesn't hear a reply. He doesn't get through. It just says, sorry, you haven't met the seller's
the
offer
minimum
yet.
Bid or
right,
whatever.
Exactly. Boom. Just like that. Who you got on the phone?
Yeah, it looks like spam.
I gotcha.
866, that's spam, right?
Yeah, probably. Or government. Could be government.
Either way, I'm ducking that.
Now, you, Pepper, you come around and you say, hey, I'll offer you $50 for that lamp. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It goes through immediately. I'm like, $50? I was going to put that up for $5. You want 50? Absolutely. Okay. Sold.
Yeah.
Then we have a conversation where to pick up. Boom, bada bing. No one's lowballing. No one's mad at each other. I have my reserve bid. Kaboom.
I think that's what eBay was in the beginning.
I don't know.
And then it just turned into Amazon Lite.
Well, maybe. Hard to say.
Yeah.
Do you like the idea or not?
I like that you don't have to haggle or trade offers or people super lowballing.
No,
you.
Yeah, no one's ever upset though because you don't get to have the conversations of being upset. Is this still available? Hey, make an offer and we'll see if it's available.
It's
pal.
Like Tinder Marketplace,
kinda.
Swipe right, swipe left on the item that you want, and then leave a bid.
Right, that's it, and it takes away all the little things. You just know when you're ready to pay the money.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, done. You let me know. $50? Oh, that sounds awesome.
I think you've got an idea on your hands.
Something. Mm. There's got to be something there because I hate putting up things that are too small thinking, oh, well, who's going to come here for $15? Well, if they want to, they'll make a bid. It's something. You just you don't have to put a big descriptions or anything. Just
it shows that they're serious.
Right. Done and done.
It just sounds like kind of like an auction site.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of those.
But it's a personal auction
personal
site.
Personal Alibaba.
Yeah.
You don't like it, okay.
No, I do like it.
I love it because it takes away the lowballers.
Right, it just takes away the uncomfortable situation of having to talk to people that want to try to give you, like, and what it also does is, so let's say you put up that lamp And I see that lamp and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to put $20 on it. And the reserve bid happened to be 20. Boom, done.
Here's another problem you can run into on Facebook Marketplace. I listed a pair of sandals, and now I'm receiving constant messages from someone who clearly has a foot fetish.
Oh.
I suppose that I should not have modeled my sandals.
Yes. Oh, no.
That's a concern for women on Facebook Marketplace.
Requested. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, really, my girlfriend says that lots of creeps.
Here we go. Really? Make it, Dylan. This would be awesome. I love this idea so much. Yes, the reserve bids. Dylan. You might have. Now, the follow-through has always been a problem on this show, from the glass magnet and taco tape to Christmas Eves and Tinder. We thought of it, and then we thought, there we go. We've done our part. Dylan, you got to follow through, or you can't get mad if somebody steals your million-dollar idea.
Someone asking, was it you sending those foot fetish messages? Just curious. They're asking. I'm asking.
Pay for a site for that.
Okay. God. Pepper pays for a site.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Say a careful good morning, Dylan, to Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Very good. Hi, Terry.
Hey.
Be careful. Careful, Terry.
Good morning to you.
It feels like we've got to be very, very cautious with this conversation with Terry here. Now, we appreciate you coming live, Terry. Live
yes,
with zero call delay, zero radio delay, none of that. Everything that you say in this second goes out into the ether, Terry. Keep that in mind, because she says, forget the snooze button, Dylan, forget cigarettes, forget sugar, forget alcohol, forget any of those habits. The one thing that she cannot break is...
Swearing.
Oh! Underrated habit. Underrated habit to break.
How bad is the habit?
Let's see.
She wanted to say really bad, Dylan.
Yep. Pretty much. I've tried so many times to just stop, and I can't.
You've tried the swear jar, obviously.
I don't have enough money for a swear jar.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah. All right. What other ways have you? It's really hard. You can't just, Dylan. That might be the hardest thing. How do you punish yourself if you do it?
Yeah, it's
I don't.
Is it pretty like every second, third word for you?
At times, yes, it can be.
Right. Yeah.
When you
it depends on my mood and, you know, my adrenaline that's going there.
Yeah. When you can pull off like a 3 or 4 F word compound word, you know, or you can throw an F word in between syllables of the same word. Is that the level you're at, Terry?
That's very Albertan.
Yeah, I can do that too. Right? You've got the swear word when you can't think of what to say. Right? You go like this. So I was headed down to bleeping the mall. Right? That's one. One place. Are you guilty of that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then if you're upset, you go, tell that bleep to bleep the bleep off, right? That's another one. If you pull off more than 4 in a sentence, you have a swearing problem. Do you have kids, Terry?
I do, yes.
And how are they?
You know what? Surprisingly enough, they're both in their 30s. They grew up with me swearing all the time.
Okay.
Neither of them
really
have a foul mouth.
Really? Yes? Okay, because my kids are awful. They're awful. I failed them.
Oh, really?
I failed them completely, Dylan. Completely.
Oh, yeah.
And now that I've got these stepkids, I've already failed them.
Yeah. How? What?
And here's what I do. I am such a hypocrite, Dylan. So my daughter or my son, they'll come over. They were both over last night, and we were having sloppy waffles, by the way.
Sloppy what?
Yeah, sloppy joes, but on waffles. Pretty bleeping good, I'll tell you that much.
Yes, please.
If you're going to have something bleeping for bleeping dinner tonight, you better bleep the heck out of those things.
Right.
But, and so my kids come over, and they've given up on cutting down their swearing, right? It's just part of their vernacular. And they'll swear, and then we've got, right, this innocent, beautiful 10-year-old and 13-year-old in the house, and I'll be like, hey, guys. Cut it the bleep out.
Right.
And then they're like, Dad, I'm no better, Dylan. I can't lecture them to stop when I'm doing it to tell them to stop.
So now you're going to have new kids having this problem?
Know. I'm the worst. Everybody, the number one question I get doing this job, Terry, and what do you do for a living, Terry?
I collect money.
Okay. Like you work like for a collections agency or a bank or something like that?
No, just for a business.
that okay. I collect the money.
Isn't that really at the core what everybody does for a living?
We're trying to
just collect money. Okay. So are there incidents where having a potty mouth is necessary at your job, or would it be frowned upon completely?
Oh, no, frowned upon.
Frowned upon.
Frowned
and,
upon.
Everyone asks me, Dylan, and I imagine they ask you too when they see us talking not on the air.
Right.
How the hell does he do it? Right? How the hell does he go on the air 4 hours a day and not slip up?
Right.
And the truth is, I have once or twice, but in 19 years, you can't be perfect.
No. I think more than twice in 19 years.
Has it?
I think so.
But pretty good, given that I'm twice every 30 seconds off the air.
I guess, yeah. That's
I got to get better. Terry, how do we get better at this? Is it too late for us? Like, it's just...
I think so. I'm going to be like 60 next year, so...
Oh, yeah. You're done. You can't.
I am done. Yeah.
What a cool much. Grandma, though, right?
Yeah, just a potty.
I don't know. I keep getting told to shh around my one-year-old grandson.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't understand me. That's
the excuse. Oh, they're too young to understand.
Oh, no.
And then all of a sudden, they're not too young to understand when they say it. And this is all grandma's fault.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to get
that. Yeah, it will be. That's for sure.
I know. My kids are entirely different because their mom isn't bad. She does it here and there, but she's not bad.
You're like every second word when you're
all the
kids.
Yeah, it's really bad. And it's like,
are you saying it to sound cool around them? Like, what's the reason?
Not anymore. It's just there. It's just
right.
there now.
Yeah, I was allowed to swear at home when I was like 14.
You were or you weren't?
Were.
You were.
So it's been like, there's never been other than work. There's never really been a reason not to.
Yeah, exactly. I feel it. I get it. Totally.
Right. Yeah.
Makes sense.
When you're mad, you can do it. When you're happy, you can do it. When you're confused, you can do it. Dylan, there is no time. You
it's
can't
the universal
do it.
Language.
It is. It really, really
it is.
Is.
Yep.
There, and I so often get, and every once in a while, this link will get, but will pop up. This news headline will pop up that such and such study out of such and such university has shown those who swear have higher intelligence. And yep. that makes yep. me feel so good.
Right.
Much
and
better.
So smart when I get that sent to me. I don't necessarily agree with it, but in the moment, I'm like, well, then I'm not going to quit. I can't quit. Yep. I'm too damn smart to quit.
Oh, my
Dylan.
Gosh. No. We did the swear challenge before here on the radio
we've
show.
We've tried so many things over the
and
years.
You lost so badly.
So bad. So bad.
We could try it again. If you have money in your
so
pocket.
I can lose again. Terry, good luck.
I appreciate
Do
that.
Do you ever
Thank
go
you.
An hour and look at yourself and go, wait a second, I don't think I've sworn in the last hour. That's incredible. Maybe I am getting bleeping
I don't
better.
Know.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
I don't know.
Love you,
Only
Terry.
When I'm working.
Good luck quitting okay. that. See you later.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Ashley says swears are just sentence enhancers. They are.
Well, yeah, I guess.
They're a nice adjective, Dylan.
I think, yeah, I try not to. As best I can, but it still comes out.
You save them and use them when they're called for, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're doing it all the time, then
yeah.
when you do it, it yes. doesn't have any like oomph to it.
That's right.
And you need it to have oomph.
Yeah, like if dad swears, it's like, whoa, dad just swore.
Right.
But if dad swears all the time, it's like that's just dad being dad.
Yeah, you just laugh in dad's face.
How do you convey a message with swearing, an important message, if all your messages contain that swear? Maybe in my case, it'd be, dad just didn't swear there. He must be really mad.
Now, the hardest of the hard, though, is if you're taking away the swear and you don't replace it with like a frickin'.
Yeah.
Like to actually just get rid of all yes. all words linked to.
The self-editing, the made-for-TV version
right?
of your expression, yes.
I'm frickin' upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, that to me isn't much better.
I'll throw that on the list as another hard thing. Snooze button, swearing, sugar. There's just a whole different category for snooze and swearing. This isn't like a physical craving.
Right.
It's just a mental thing. Although I'd say the snooze button is a physical craving in a way.
Ewan says, every second word is a swear word here. Mechanic life.
Yeah.
I'm the worst for swearing. It's my second language, another text says.
Yeah.
Jessica, I swear a lot, but anytime I'm around my family, like my mom and dad and my grandpa.
Yeah.
Somehow
You're
I can
able
shut
to turn
it off.
I don't know how I can turn it off on the air.
Right.
What reaction do you get from your mom or your dad when you swear? Nothing?
Dylan.
Yeah.
That's my mom.
You still get a Dylan?
Oh, every time.
Oh, my parents have given up. It's like they don't even notice anymore.
Really? Yep. They just let it roll?
Yeah, my mom used to give me the, Robert! No. Nope. Robert!
I still get the Dylan.
Now they've just, what am I supposed to do with this?
Dylan.
No. Nope.
You don't need to say it like that.
I wish I had an excuse like mechanic life. Yeah. I have the furthest thing from an excuse, Dylan, for it.
Well, parent life, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of it. It's hard to say.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Text message reads, I have tried to stop swearing, and I have gotten better. When I swear, I now am in the habit of questioning myself in regards to how did that swear work and make any sense with that sentence. For example, it was such a nice bleeping day. What does bleeping have anything to do with it being a nice day? Anyways, when you swear, think about it. See if it makes sense in the sentence.
Yeah, that's good.
Mine do not make any sense. Mine are just there as conjunctions.
Yeah, that's when you know you have a problem.
Unnecessary conjunctions. And whenever I will notice, I don't notice most of the time when I'm doing it. I will notice when I'm doing it when I pull off the white whale, Dylan. The double swear.
The double swear?
Yep. Like when you go, this bleeping guy, he's bleeping, bleeping, bleeping. If you can pull off like two before, you go one regular word, two swears, next regular word.
Wow.
The back-to-back swear, that's a winner.
Yeah, I don't.
There's a parade waiting for you when that happens.
I would say that's not a winner, and it's something to stay away from.
It's not something I should strive for. I'm much more mature and responsible than that, Dylan, but I'm not.
Okay.
But I'm not.
No, okay.
I'm no better.
Yeesh.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, not bad. So Ashley's in a job that might be more important than our jobs to watch what you're saying.
Oh, very much.
What grade do you teach again, Ashley?
Grade 6.
They would have heard it, but I don't think...
they swear a lot.
Did they swear in class?
No, not in class. It's usually on the playground and I overhear it. And I was like, watch your mouth!
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Recess can be a pretty nasty place, a pretty place.
Oh, man.
Dylan, I love that you went, well, grade 6, they've heard it before. I'm sure their teacher can do it. And what would happen to you if you, like a parent, a kid came home and said... Mrs. Ashley, she dropped a couple F-bombs today because Steven dabbed glue all over the desk.
I don't know. I guess I would obviously get a talking to probably from the principal, but I watch, like you, when you're on the air, you don't swear. When I'm in class in front of the kids, I don't swear.
You've been a teacher for how long?
18 years.
And it slipped how many times?
None.
Wow. You're perfect.
And how often are you doing it in your day-to-day?
Oh, a lot.
But that's the thing is when you have to do like 6-7 hours, Dylan, we do this show, we're live for 4 hours a day.
Yes.
I've got a lot of swears I need to cram into the rest of the day. You just robbed me of 4 hours.
You're just catching up
on it? Exactly. I wouldn't sound so bad if I could swear at work.
Yeah.
I can't swear at work. And that's why there's so many during my regular day.
No, you should just try a week without swearing.
Come on. It's hard to, it's like we were talking about snooze alarm and swearing. I wish I could.
But why do you have to go without?
I don't. It's true. Why? I think our society now is way more accepting.
I know, but totally. It doesn't make us better by swearing.
No.
No. But it makes us authentic, right? If that's your authentic self.
Yeah, it's one of the things people use to describe me.
What is it? Is that the authentic self you want to be, though? Known as the person who's the swearer?
The potty mouth person?
Well, it's time and place, right? If you are, I don't know, like, obviously at the grocery store, you're not dropping F-bombs, right?
No, yeah, I am.
Well, okay. I'm not.
But just under my breath, Dylan. Have you seen prices of groceries these days, Dylan? It's a reason now more than ever to swear. Pepperoni sticks are $9. $9 for pepperoni sticks. What's going on?
It's a cost.
It's bleeping insane.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Ashley, who swears more, you or your husband?
Me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And does your husband doesn't even notice it now? Just it's part of the sound that you make?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. I swear a lot while I'm sleeping.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
When I talk in my sleep, I'm still the same me, every other word. In fact, I swear even more while I'm sleeping.
I can.
Because of the 4 hours, Dylan, during the day. I got to get it in while I'm sleeping as well.
The fact that you are swearing in your sleep is concerning, is it not?
It might be in a way. Yikes. I don't know.
We need to hear a recording of this.
I know. So, Ashley, you're at school, you're teaching elementary school students, and they can do some pretty dumb things, right?
Yeah.
If something really dumb and destructive happens, like I'll always remember when my kids got into a water fight inside the house. You have never heard, Dylan?
You were swearing?
You have never heard a freak out like that in your life. Because it was just so stupid, right? What did we do? A water fight in the house.
Yeah.
What you'd still be able to sustain some level of clean vernacular?
Yeah, in front of the kids. And then after when they're gone, that's when you let loose.
What's the staff room like at a school? Is it a pretty blue place?
I don't really go into the staff room, but it's an open door, so I think it's pretty.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you're like in a jail. You're a swear jail where you work. You can't swear anywhere. Do you just go into the parking lot in your car, close the door, turn the music up real loud, and swear a bunch of times?
On Sunday.
Oh, my God.
All right, love you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Cash is dying, you guys. It's dying.
Dead.
When's the last time you had cash, Megan?
Actually, today.
I had it yesterday.
Why can't you?
I had lots of money yesterday.
Yeah, casino money, man. Come on now.
Oh, Megan, my little casino buddy.
What are you trying to say?
You don't have cash ever?
Yeah. No, I never have cash.
None in your wallet right now.
Never have cash. $0. Zero cash in my wallet.
You seem easily robbable, so that makes sense, actually.
What makes me seem easily muggable? Why do I look like a good mark?
I can't say the reasons because it would be insulting, and someone said I was insulting you too much earlier today.
You called me an idiot sandwich today. Friend, you can't even remember why.
I don't know why.
It's the love language of this show. You can call me anything you want.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You do
call
look muggable.
Why
do I look muggable? What about me looks like I could be easily mugged? You're small.
I'm small?
You're meek.
You can easily fold at the knees.
Yeah, and you're always looking at your toes.
Yeah, and then the waddle that you got, I could just do one little toast up. And
our family has short hamstrings. I can't help it that I waddle.
I know, it's part, I'm sorry.
You do, so I mean that makes sense if you don't have cash on you. It's actually good.
I feel like,
don't be upset. We didn't mean to do that. This isn't what this is about.
I wouldn't mug me.
Yeah, but you wouldn't mug anyone.
I'd be intimidated by me.
Well, how?
I'm intimidating.
You got glasses.
So do you.
I'm not intimidating.
No.
But watch this. If I take them off.
Oof. Oh, what a badass.
You're right.
Okay.
Exactly. Ryan texts in, says, if I was to mug someone, it would be Pepper.
Why?
I'm just reading what's been said, man.
But what about me is muggable?
I
got a long list of what about me is lovable, Dylan, but not muggable.
Yeah.
You are lovable as well.
I am lovable.
We do. Adorable. We all love you. We just would steal your money if given the opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. Here's why you don't mug Dylan. Right? As much as I'm trying to argue against mugging me.
Sure.
I would never mug Dylan for a handful of reasons. One, the story where he worked at a KFC when he was a kid and the guy was very demanding for ketchup and said, what are you, dumb or something? And Dylan jumped over the counter and assaulted him.
Assaulted him. I punched him in the face a couple times.
That's assault, Dylan.
Dylan has a short fuse, a hair trigger, so to speak. And I have seen him engage in one act of road rage in my life. And I was terrified of the human being he became.
I honestly didn't know it was illegal to tell someone you're going to kill them.
You threatened their life.
I didn't know. Honestly.
I will kill you. It's what you say. I just... That's why I wouldn't mug Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's getting that wallet back.
Oh, yeah.
He will hunt you like a polar bear might.
Like the A&W root bear.
Wait, who's more muggable, Megan or me?
Oh, I wouldn't mug Megan.
That's all right.
She's got red hair and she'd whoop you.
Yeah, you give me a look at me.
What?
Just a text message. You don't need to hear this.
No, go ahead. What?
Why do we want to hurt you when you're hiding?
I don't want to hear it now.
No,
I just read it. The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Pepper gives the dad from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids vibes.
Yeah.
I give Rick Moranis vibe.
Kind of.
Why?
It's you. it's you a little bit. This says, I feel I could mug all three of you even if I had COVID.
I would mug. Well, I'll tell you, joke's on you if you mug me, because I don't, and I never have cash.
Not a thing.
Never.
He just have his phone. He can't remember his password.
It'd be useless mugging.
Really
me.
A long
completely
day.
Completely useless.
You don't want to do that.
Get an old Subway stamp card. That's what you'd get. Is it worth it now?
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
I am by far and away the leader of most muggable on the show.
Yeah. I mean, that can't shock you, can it?
Now, what is that? Calling somebody.
Why? What is it?
I want to get to the bottom of why I give this impression.
Oh, is that okay? So you believe Pepper is the most muggable?
Actually, you don't. What's your name?
Melissa.
Okay, Melissa, first, have you bought citywide 50-50 tickets, Melissa?
Not yet.
Get off your duff.
17,925. Someone just bought them. If it wasn't you, Melissa, who was it?
I don't know, but we're almost at $18,000. Okay, make sure. Promise you're going to get some at some point. Promise?
I will.
Okay, good. All right. So why, here, Melissa, tell Dylan what you texted in. I don't know what impression I give here. What is the vibe I'm giving?
You seem too nice.
Aww, I'll take that. I'd rather be known as nice.
That's
yes.
great. You yeah. don't want to be, being nice is the thing you want to be known for.
Yeah.
You spent most of your life being known for a liar. Now you're being known for nice. Isn't that nice?
Yes. Yes.
Be happy
like
with
that. But you said in your message, Melissa, which is what really caught my eye, you feel like I won't even have to get mugged. I would just hand over my wallet willingly.
Yeah, I feel like you would just be too nice that you would just hand it over.
If they're willing to mug me, Dylan, if they're willing to be that kind of scofflaw, that kind of ne'er-do-well, Dylan,
yeah.
I'm happily going to hand my wallet over to somebody that clearly needs it more than me.
Yes.
I don't need it.
It would be smart of you to not get into a confrontation and just let them have it.
I would be more upset if somebody took my wallet of losing the wallet. And the driver's license. That's a pain.
Well, because you have nothing in it, though. That's the...
Well, exactly.
That's the whole thing. Maybe you should just carry a couple muggable dollars at all times. In case you get mugged, you're just like, here, I got 25.
It's one of my fears. Melissa, have you ever been mugged?
No, thank God.
I imagine it would stink, right?
Yeah, not ideal.
It's one of my fears is that I'm getting robbed. It's a dark alley, and I haven't figured out if it's gunpoint or knife point yet.
But you better hope for gun.
One of my fears is that because I don't carry any money,
right?
And I'll be like, I'm sorry, it's a digital world, man. Like, do you take an e-transfer? Like, I wouldn't know.
Right.
And then, but they'd be like, you got to have something on you somewhere. Look at me, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even wearing shoes.
Right.
I wear sandals.
They'll take your sandals?
I don't have a watch. I don't have anything. I'm as plain Jane. It looks like I'm getting ready for bed.
It really does.
Long. I have nothing. So this mugger is mugging me, and he's like, well, you got to have something somewhere. I don't, but I don't want him to take my phone, because then I got that whole, got to get a new phone. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you backed your picture.
Do they
up.
Take a phone? No, they wouldn't take a phone,
because no,
then you can find them,
device.
No problem, right? I've got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What, are I going to keys to that truck that I'm driving?
Yeah, here you go.
He'd be so mad. He'd stab me on principle.
$18,225.
Nice. I don't know. Melissa, do you think you've got a lot of value when somebody mugs you? Like, you'd find something to give them that would make them happy?
No. Nothing.
No, that's the problem. You see me dead in an alley, Dylan. It's because I didn't have anything.
Right.
And I tried. Give you. What can I give you?
I love that you go through life, though,
yeah.
with this attitude of like, I hope nobody does anything to me.
Yeah.
I go through with, I hope someone says something.
Because you can just confront them at any time.
I had such restraint the other day. My dad and I were out at the Shoppers Drug Mart in St. Albert.
Yeah.
And it took everything in both of us to not freak out on the girl at the counter.
Why?
Like, she was such a not nice
Careful.
Girl.
Yep.
She was such a jerk.
She was rude. Okay.
Oh my God. She was so rude to my dad, and I got into like defensive mode for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And but I didn't say anything because I didn't want to make a scene. And I was really proud of myself for the first time because I walk around most times going, I hope someone just says something.
Mm-hmm.
I hope someone says something so I can just say it back.
Are you like that, Melissa? Like, are you constantly looking for a reason to be snippy back at somebody?
Oh, God, no.
No, I'm no. You're soft as well. So if somebody mugged you, you'd willingly hand over your wallet as well.
I probably would.
See, because Melissa's too nice as well. Melissa, thank you for the compliment that I'm too nice. I will take that. Thank you. Love you. Have a good day. So did you, Dylan, or could you show restraint?
No, I showed restraint.
Okay, good for you.
I did my best. I walked her to the sale item, showed her the sale price, to which she said, no, that's not right. To which at that point I was ready to explode from the inside out. And I just said, I think it is. That's all I said.
Don't tell Dylan he can't get a deal.
No.
That is the one lesson I've witnessed many times.
My head almost exploded, but in the end, everything was fine. Everyone got away okay.
Okay, how about this question? Mm-hmm. Would you rather be a victim of a mugging or a victim of a pickpocketing?
Mugging.
Yes.
Because of pickpocketing, I don't know what happened.
You feel like you're going insane. Right? You're like, where did I put it? Because there's nothing frustrating than when you lose like your wallet or your keys, and you're like, wait, and then somebody pipes in with, "Where'd you see them last?" Right.
See, but I would never think it was a pickpocket. I would always blame myself
that you lost it. Right? Exactly. And that's the beauty of a good pickpocket.
It would be hard because I would always be blaming myself.
Yes.
I'd have no one to be mad at. Yeah. A mugger, you at least can be mad at someone.
At least I know, right? And I can, before I'm handing over my wallet, I just be like, hang on, I got to make sure I know what's in here. Like, you don't need my Alberta healthcare card, do you? And I take that out, you know?
You really
like
don't
all the hard
this.
To replace things?
Yeah, I don't say like, negotiate.
Can you negotiate with a mugger? Nah. Can I keep the wallet?
Come on, please. Let me keep the wallet.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, let's say I've had this wallet for so long. I'm on a good wallet streak here. Can I keep the wallet?
I don't think they care about your wallet streak. To be honest, I think they just want the money.
Remember that time I lost my wallet and I replaced everything?
Yes.
And then the wallet was in a pocket of my old pants?
Yes.
Nothing worse than that.
That's why you got to have a spot for the wallet.
It's
really, really a bad time.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Look, here's something.
What?
Washing a couch cushion. You never know what's going to happen when you pull them out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if they're going to be too small. It's a real risk.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you need to do, though.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Wash the couch. Yes.
Can I admit something?
You've never done it?
I've never washed my couch cushions. 20 years?
What?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of when we got that couch.
You've had a couch for 20 years that you have not washed and you want
to
sell it?
I'm too afraid to wash them. I don't know if they'll shrink. What happens if they do?
Yeah,
whatever
me
it
too.
Is, the zipper gets broken.
50 to 75 bucks max.
Okay. How often should you be washing your couch? Robbie, you've never washed your couch.
I steam cleaned it not too long ago.
That's washing. That's
I haven't
good.
Done that. I haven't done anything.
Remember, because I Febreze it so much that I think it like started like... There was no fabric left to stick.
Right.
Like, I just kept Febrezing it, and it just kept stinking. So I steam cleaned it, and it helped.
Well, Dylan, you seem a little taken aback that I've never washed my... how often are you supposed to wash them?
I don't know what the rule is, but, like, if they start to lose their luster, I think you got to, right?
See, here's Andrew. You're supposed to wash your couch cushions? He doesn't know either.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. It's something you lay on every day.
I am thinking about it, and it wasn't me laying on it every day. It was my dog. Humping pillows and slobbering on it every day that made me realize it's time to clean it up. 1 year of a dog on the couch and I want to clean it. 20 years of us on the couch and I didn't even think about it.
Ew. Yeah. 20-year-old couch and you're trying to sell this for actual money?
I don't know. People like couches, right? People like to sit.
Here's the thing I learned with marketplaces. Okay. There are so many couches on there that...
Are there? Yeah, that's the problem. Okay.
It's a hard thing to sell.
Okay. All right, I'll wash them. Can I dry the cushions?
I wouldn't. God,
yeah, no, that's a bad idea, right?
How are you?
Okay.
Hang them up. Yeah. This says I wash my couch every 6 weeks.
What?
That's a text message
every
we just got.
Every 6 weeks?
That seems a little often, but I mean, they probably have a spick and span couch.
Robbie, Google how often should you wash your couch cushion covers? And what do you do with the cushions? You just leave those, right? There's nothing you can do about that?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
Kind of just let them
Six
be.
Weeks seems obsessive. Somewhere between 25 years and 6 weeks, I imagine, is the answer. Yeah.
Okay, you should wash your cushions, the covers, at least twice a year.
Twice a year? Dylan, I'm way behind.
And ideally more often if you have pets or children.
Oh,
yeah, both.
Okay.
So in addition, it's a good idea to vacuum your couch weekly to remove dust and debris.
Okay.
This says when we bought a new couch, I had 3 covers made for it and washed them weekly.
So you could rotate them?
Yeah. That's smart.
Okay. Well, now I feel disgusting. Now I feel absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe we'll get another 20 years out of it if I wash it.
Right. Yeah, maybe. Right? Give it a good wipe down.
Robbie's been on me to sell it for years, though. He hates that couch.
Because it's so uncomfortable, right?
Well, it is uncomfortable.
It shouldn't be your main couch.
No, no. It's too showy.
It looks like it should be in a doctor's office.
Yeah, yes, Robbie. Yes. That's what I said when we bought it.
It's not for napping.
No, it's a terrible nap couch.
Yeah. You're really selling it, hey?
No, it's awful.
Pepper and Dylan.
But what happens if you unzip your couch cushions?
Yes.
With the full intention to wash your couch covers, but it's not a sealed pillow on the inside, right? It's just all that stuffing. Oh. I can't be expected to pull all that stuffing out, wash the cushion cover, and then put all that stuffing back in. It'll never be the same.
I don't think you should be washing it if you've got all the stuffing.
Only if it's
a cushion inside.
Cushion itself on the inside.
Yeah, and
that's it.
Be careful with the zippers.
Oh, these zippers.
We had to, in an emergency, so my girlfriend and I sold a couch and to this lovely couple.
Okay.
And the guy says, he says he's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he comes to the house, or we agree at 5 o'clock he's coming, and we wanted to make it really good for them because I want to be the guy on Marketplace that everybody is envious of.
Right.
I was like, wow, he goes above and beyond.
Super serve your customers.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we took off all the cushions and we washed them so they smelt really nice. I went in with like a fabric cutter and I cut the fabric trimmer. So I trimmed them all up real, real nice. So it looked brand new.
Yeah. You know, had you done that to the couch before you sold it, you probably would have kept it.
No, we needed to. This needed a new home.
Okay,
but it was around 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I took the final cushion off. Remember, 5 o'clock they're coming, and I took that final cushion off and I ripped the zipper off.
Ah, the zippers. Was it one of those little zippers, the skinny, weak zippers, the malnourished zipper?
Yeah.
I like a good heavy-duty zipper.
So do I.
Like a sleeping bag zipper, a winter coat zipper. I like a good heavy-duty zipper. But those little ones on cushions, oh, you can barely grab the little tab.
So what my girlfriend did, the hero she is, because I was like, well, now we can't sell it. We can't sell this without the cushion doesn't have a zipper. This is crap.
Yeah.
We said it was in perfect condition. Now it's not.
Yeah.
Spent all this time.
And they're on their way to pick this thing up.
They're coming for 5 o'clock. She raced out to a seamstress to get it re-zippered.
A rush re-zippering.
$80 for re-zippering.
Yeah, I've had to re-zipper once or twice in my life. They don't mess around because they know they've got you.
The quarter of the couch price went into the new zipper. But we wanted to leave a good impression. It was a real pain. Be careful with the zipper is all I'll say.
These small zippers, they're the worst.
Yeah.
917-917. Is the little malnourished zipper the worst of the fasteners?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I'd rather do buttons. I'd rather... Come on with the zipper in theory is great. Once one of those teeth gets caught in something, the most frustrating thing. I'd rather undo a knot than try and get a zipper back together.
I don't know about that.
You know when that little fabric gets caught under the old zipper body of the...
Yeah, I hate knots, though.
You'd rather deal with a zipper than a knot?
Yeah.
917-917. Stuck zipper or knot? Which one would you rather deal
with? How tight's the knot? What kind of knot is it?
You're there
is
for a good couple hours. Like, you get hot and sweaty trying to undo it. But you get hot and sweaty with the zipper as well.
If you want to do a top five worst knots list,
okay.
You could. You don't have to do it right now, okay. But I got some.
Now Robbie's top five worst knots list coming up.
Yes, okay. Please. We'd be interested in that.
I already know a few.
Okay.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making a list is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Mandy has texted in, by the way. She absolutely, like an unreasonable loathing for zippers that get stuck. She said, I'd way rather have to deal with a knot, a throw pillow zipper that gets stuck. It happened to her yesterday. It made her have a meltdown. Yeah, I can see it, Mandy. That's not unusual. A stuck zipper. The only thing worse than a stuck zipper is when a tooth breaks off of a zipper, rendering the whole zipper useless.
Yeah.
What a design flaw.
The zipper?
Yeah. Okay. Top five worst things to have tangled. Okay go ahead, Robbie.
Your intestines.
True.
You'd need surgery to untie those.
That's true.
Okay? Wet rope knots. Have you ever tried to untie a rope that's super tight?
Like on a boat that's wet? Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
Phone cords or headphone cords, the ones like these that are spirally, they drive me...
Like the coiled cords? Yeah. Okay. Yep.
And I have two of them sitting in front of me right now. I hate them. hate them so much.
Okay.
Christmas lights.
Oh, there it is. Oh, 100%. There's only one worse that I can think of.
And then number one.
Yeah.
Tiny, tiny.
Necklaces.
Petunia-sized necklaces.
Yeah, 100%. Do you want to know the hack to that?
Oil.
Yep. A little bit of olive oil.
And you need like tools.
And a couple sewing needles.
It's such a pain.
Yeah, let me just go grab my sewing needles.
That'll do it, though. That's the only way to do it. Yes, Robbie.
Honorable mention from this text, Slinky.
Mm.
Very hard to get a knot out of a Slinky.
Slinky flips upside, yeah.
Right?
Glad we got to this.
Yeah, and that's easy.
There's Robbie's list of top five most frustrating things when they're in knots.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Busy morning heading into good. We're trying to cram Good Friday or a Friday into a Thursday as well and put them together.
Right.
Right? And just squeeze them out and see what happens. Like when you put two colors of Play-Doh in the Play-Doh barber shop and they came out as one color. And then your mom is like, "No, now you've mixed the colors."
I never got one of those.
And then you'd leave the lid off and it'd dry out anyway. Play-Doh, my arch nemesis.
I don't know.
All toys you could play with. It was my arch nemesis when I was a kid.
Why?
And it got everywhere.
In the carpet.
Everywhere.
Right.
When I became a parent, Dylan, I instituted a no Play-Doh rule in my house.
That's so mean.
We have never had Play-Doh in our house.
Which is odd.
You want to play with Play-Doh? You got to go outside to play with Play-Doh.
The thing that I think drives me nuts about this and you.
Okay.
A little of both.
Okay.
Is that you didn't let your kids, you know, the ones that you had with your ex-wife.
Yeah.
You didn't let them have Play-Doh.
She wasn't my ex at the time, Dylan.
No, yeah.
That would have been weird. Yeah. Okay.
But you let the new kids have slime.
My kids had slime.
Okay.
But, and especially my daughter, she went through that phase where that millionaire YouTube 9-year-old was making all those different slimes on YouTube and became richer than any other person on the planet by simply recording herself making slime. By the way, have you seen her now?
No.
She's almost 20 and she's got a whole warehouse full of different slimes. It's incredible what she's done. She's a real titan of the slime industry.
Why would I?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well, because now my stepdaughter is making slime and watches the same slime girl that my daughter did, but she's used that millions of dollars.
Doing it?
Oh yeah. Oh, it's an empire she's created, a slime empire.
I
don't like having the slime. Not at all. I've got 3 stains on my carpet.
They are completely,
every time I see them, I'm like, oh, slime. They've been there for a decade.
Yeah.
Every time I walk over it, I've tried everything to get them out. Dog puke, I see a little stain. Got rid of most of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the slime, no. Still there like the day it was, it's gross stain.
That's karma for not allowing any Play-Doh.
Robbie, did you have a Play-Doh rule growing up? You just couldn't buy it. You had to make your own Play-Doh?
My mom used to make it.
Uh-huh. And your sister used to eat it, right?
We'd eat it.
Yep.
I'd eat it. It was so salty, and it was just like, it's made from natural ingredients.
I remember mom making it, yeah.
The only thing in there is food coloring that you but we ate it.
We never got the real Play-Doh, the Play-Doh?
Yeah, you just got the salt and the flour and the food coloring.
That was it.
Yeah.
That's all we could have. So we never got any of these sets you talk of.
Yeah.
The barber set, like what a dream.
Oh, the barber set was incredible.
Yeah, I imagine.
Until you put 2 different colors
or
in
the
it and
Sunday
mixed everything
set?
Together.
That looked so good.
That looked good. I envied that, yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my kids had to play with Play-Doh. They had to go to like the neighbor's house.
Why are we talking about Play-Doh?
Let's play Robbie's Oilers song, shall we?
Okay, yeah.
We won't stop. I can't remember why, Dylan.
Chantel
texts
either.
In, as a nanny, my least favorite kids' toy or activity is kinetic sand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That looks like...
Give it a fancy name, but it's still just sand all over the house.
All it is.
Oh, man. Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
This is Kelsey on the phone. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, how are you?
Kelsey is the owner of a 3-year-old child.
Okay.
Boy child or girl child?
3-year-old boy.
3-year-old boy. She's got specific Play-Doh rules, Dylan. You can say that houses aren't any fun if they have Play-Doh rules, but I have yet to see a orderly house without Play-Doh rules.
Why is Play-Doh such a...
It gets everywhere.
Put them at a table and have them sit there.
Gets in the cracks of tables. Even if you think you've got a crack-free table, okay. Dylan, it finds a crack in the table.
Okay.
Your rules for Play-Doh, Kelsey.
So my rules for Play-Doh is it has to stay at the kitchen table. We do also have a table that does have cracks in it. So I've actually gone to Dollarama and purchased like the
plastic tablecloth.
The plastic tablecloth, exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So then it also helps because when you get all those like little crumblies and everything from all the things that he cuts up with the scissors and the knives and whatever, mm-hmm. then, you know, you just scoop that up in the plastic tablecloth and just chuck it in the garbage.
Let me take a guess, this three-year-old boy that you have. I bet you when you say, hey, it's time to clean up the Play-Doh, I bet you he puts them all back in the corresponding containers and seals them up so they remain fresh and soft next time. No problem.
Sure.
But yeah, that's...
It sure does not. No.
Guess who's on the way to Walmart every time the kid wants to play Play-Doh? Because, oh, my Play-Doh's hard.
I would like to, if I could, interject on behalf of all three-year-olds.
Kids shouldn't have fun.
I would like to stand up.
They're too young to have fun. They don't do it responsibly.
And say, that's on you as a parent.
We have to put everything away and seal it and make sure it stays fresh.
If you're trusting a three-year-old, you're an idiot.
Hey, you want that toy? You treat that toy with a little bit of respect.
No, that's right? on you.
Kid wants a hamster. You don't just put it in a jar without a lid on it.
Why would you?
It's a bad example, I guess.
I don't understand.
What does Play-Doh cost these days, Kelsey?
It's a dollar. It's a dollar at Dollarama.
That is an affordable toy. Yeah.
So 100%. So I'm totally okay with, you know, him letting it go dry and whatever. And, you know, I tell him every time, I'm like, hey, if you don't put it away, then, you know, it's going to dry out and we're going to have to throw it away. And he just kind of looks at me and shrugs his shoulders because he knows I'm just going to buy him more. So.
I think the pro, there he is now. Listen to him. I heard him.
I know. I've created a monster.
Just always needing something, Dylan. These three-year-olds, they just can't do anything themselves. Give him a knife and tell him to figure
Whoa.
It out. That's what you got to do.
Do not
go
give him a knife.
Go chop some onions, for God's sake.
Oh, my
Help
God.
Help mom out a little bit.
I mean, we do have a toddler tower, but I don't give him a knife.
Okay.
we got some plastic knives you can use.
The Play-Doh might be more of a reflection of the person that owns the child. The Play-Doh is a bad toy, if you want to call it a toy, to match up with someone, which I don't know, Kelsey, if you're under this category or not, but I know I definitely am. If you have an A-type personality or an obsessive-compulsive personality where everything has to be in order just so, the minute blue Play-Doh touches green Play-Doh, Dylan, game's over. Playtime is over.
Why? What happened?
Because they're stuck together. You can't separate them properly. You've ruined not just one Play-Doh. You've ruined both Play-Dohs. And I bet you if I keep looking, you'll have a red with a yellow, too, won't you? Trying to make orange, brat.
At least they're trying to learn.
That's what I'm saying.
It definitely drives me up the wall. Yeah. Honestly, I twitch every single time that it happens. We used to have a rule, only, you know, two Play-Dohs at a time. Yeah. They cannot mix.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then for his third birthday, he got a whole whack load of Play-Doh, and he got the ice cream set from my mother-in-law. And
Dylan,
loved
the ice cream set.
Jealous.
But, oh my God, every time he pushes out the ice cream, I literally cringe. And it's like, sometimes it's not even just two colors. It's like three, four, whatever he can fit in there.
The idea of the ice cream is to not only have one flavor.
Well, that's Play-Doh's rule.
Oh, but it's a swirl. It's a swirl ice cream.
That's awesome. Play-Doh, that's how they get you, Dylan.
That's how it is.
Because what happens, Dylan, you mix your blue and your orange and your green, what happens to your Play-Doh? Well, you need to go back to get more Play-Doh of that color,
at
right?
At $1 a piece, I think that's pretty good.
Nickel and diming us, these Play-Doh people, I'm telling you.
You don't need to be so upset this morning.
Stay strong, Kelsey. Stay strong, okay?
I will try.
Okay,
Thank you so much.
Have a good long weekend.
Love you as well.
See you later. Okay.
This says, I just let my kid mash them together. She turned three, and she absolutely loves it. Oh, look at that. Parent that cares. Isn't that nice?
Wait until Kelsey gets involved with beads.
Oh, boy. Beads?
Uh-huh.
What are beads
going to
do?
Tiny little beads.
Oh, when you
bracelets
mix
and
them?
Crafts and all that. Oh,
you ever dump a container on the floor?
Oh, the hours I have spent resorting those beads into little containers so they're all in the right color.
That's a vacuum's job.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.